Alanis Morissette set a record for first week sales with the release this month of her new album, Supposed Former Infatuation Junkie. Her previous album, Jagged Little Pill, sold more than 26 million copies worldwide. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of the new CD. Writing a letter to ya didn't make me feel any more peaceful than how I felt when we weren't speaking. Because I didn't count to what I did. I can't love you because we're supposed to have professional boundaries. I'd like you to be schooled and in our, as though you were kissed by.
Alanis Morissette gets more out of repetition than any other white non-hip-hop performer around. And by that, I don't mean the royalties from the, 3 billion times all her various Jagged Little Pill hit singles have been played on the radio. The prevailing songwriting strategy on display in her new collection, Supposed Former Infatuation Junkie, is to reiterate phrases over and over with always varying degrees of emphasis and interpretation. It's one variation on a hook, not as standard as rhyming and alternating verse, chorus, verse, but Morissette is into discursiveness these days, even as she's intent on getting your toe tapping. Take, for instance, the CD's first single, Thank You, with its unrhymed lists of how-bouts and thank-yous.
How about getting off of these antibiotics? How about stopping eating when I am full of?
Positive sentiments tucked inside a crystalline melody like a message in a bottle is a terrific little single. And the song is typical of this 17-track, repetition-loving therapy session, the musical equivalent to an episode of Felicity, which, believe it or not, I sort of mean as a compliment. It's all too easy to scoff at the self-absorption and melodramatic misery that characterizes a good part of adolescence, but that doesn't make adolescent misery any less painful or its depiction in works of popular art any less of a challenge to capture honestly and vividly. Morissette, though now a dowdy 24, does this sort of thing awfully well, amazingly well considering the pressure she must have felt after selling 26 million-plus copies of Pill and gaining a level of fame that must take you out of the adolescent state of mind real fast. My favorite example of Morissette's ongoing teen angst urgency here is Are You Still Mad?
Are you still mad I kicked you out of bed? Are you still mad I gave you ultimatums? Are you still mad I compared you to all my 40-year-old male friends? Are you still mad I shared our
Alanis Morissette was a teeny bopper star in her native Canada and had a role here on Nickelodeon's You Can't Do That on Television. This new work is more like You Can't Do That on CD, indulge that breakthrough to explore a newfound sense of self, to continue to face down old fears of abuse and domination, and do it at a languid pace that allows for a maximum amount of her distinctive style of ululating wailing.
I was afraid you'd hit me if I'd spoken up. I was afraid of your physical strength. I was afraid you'd hit below the belt. I was afraid of your sucker punch. I was afraid of your reducing me. I was afraid of your alcohol breath. I was afraid of your complete disregard for me. I was afraid of your tempo. I was afraid of handles being. I was afraid of your testosterone.
What's missing too often over the long haul of 17 songs, however, are tunes that measure up to Morissette's copious verbiage and elastic, ecstatic vocals. As on Jagged Little Pill, she's collaborating with producer Glenn Ballard, but the sound is very different. Instead of the slow, building grand climaxes that characterized hits like You Oughta Know and You Learn, the songs here tend to settle into polyrhythmic grooves and stay there, providing melody lines just serviceable enough to carry along all of Morissette's zen chattiness. It's an audacious move, one that anyone predisposed to dislike her will find tedious, proof that she's a navel-gazing twit. I, however, would counter that Morissette has used her year-plus recording hiatus and newfound star status wisely, in pursuit of a way to make a vulnerable, open-hearted CD in the face of intense commercial expectations. With her deep breath, long lines, and persistent chanting, she reminds me, oddly enough, of the poet Allen Ginsberg, deploying willed innocence as a strategy to achieve emotional truths accessible to anyone with ears wide open enough to hear them.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed supposed former infatuation junkie, the new album from Alanis Morissette.